Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 463 for Wednesday, July 6th. I'm Jane Marcus. The Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were $1 to $5 per ton weaker in early activity on Wednesday. The November contract was down at $479 as sharp declines in Chicago Board of Trade soybeans continue. Soybeans moved lower on Wednesday, pressured by beneficial rains in the U.S. Midwest. Favorable crop conditions across western Canada added to canola's losses. Soy oil was stronger in early activity, and Malaysian palm oil closed weaker overnight, which caused spillover pressure to canola. However, losses in the Canadian dollar against its U.S. counterpart underpinned the market and limited declines on Wednesday. A weaker loonie is bullish for canola as it makes the commodity more affordable to international buyers. An estimate from the International Grains Council for lower-than-expected canola stocks also capped declines. The IGC expects global canola and rapeseed stocks to fall to a 13-year low in the 2016-17 crop year. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all weaker. Soybeans were about 16 to 27 cents per bushel weaker on Wednesday, with the August contract down 27 at 10.85, moving lower as favorable rains in the U.S. Midwest support crops. The rains were especially bearish as hot, dry weather had underpinned the market in previous sessions. The expectation for beneficial rains to continue in coming weeks added to the declines. However, crop conditions have fallen 2% from week-ago levels, which limited losses on Wednesday. Corn prices were about 7 to 10 cents per bushel weaker in early activity, feeling spillover pressure from the soybean market. Favorable weather in key U.S. growing regions furthered corn's losses on Wednesday. Crude oil was slightly weaker in early activity, following yesterday's close to 5% decline. Losses in crude oil are bearish for corn as the commodity is used in ethanol production. For wheat, prices were 8 to 10 cents per bushel weaker, with the Chicago September contract at $4.23, moving lower with weak demand. Strength in the U.S. dollar has hurt the country's wheat prices, and the ongoing harvest added to the declines. The U.S. winter wheat harvest is expected to be 58% completed, compared with 45% last week. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, July 6th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jane Marcus.